There's never really anything that we need to get or gain or even do in order to feel that inner peace or happiness. There's really only stuff that we have to let go of. The stuff that has blocked our awareness of that God energy inside of us. You can call that your higher self, or you can call it Great Spirit, or unconditional love, or divine energy. It doesn't really matter what you call it, but it really does matter if you call on it. Because that divine power that lives in your heart, and mine, and in everyone else's, that divine power is actually ours as soon as we claim it. And that's really what this show is all about. And so I really want to thank you for listening. And I'd also like to let you know that if you would like some help with getting in touch with that higher self, that inner spirit inside of you, there is a free guided meditation on my website. There's also a whole lot of free information and other tools on my various websites. And you're invited to check those out if you would like to. And it's just my name, Louisa Dyer, LouisaDyer, LouisaDyer.com, LouisaDyer.net, and also TheWowProcess.com. Lots of information on there if you want it. There's also a Facebook page for this show by the same name, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. So if you're on Facebook and you'd like to connect, please do so. I'd love to hear any comments you have about what we've had on the show or what you'd like to see on the show. And I've also been inviting people to share their personal transformational stories, aha moments, anything that's happened that has made you come alive or recognize yourself as the divine being that you are, anything that has really turned your life around for the better. I've discovered over the years that when we hear one another's transformational stories, it wakes us up in a way that just reading an article just doesn't do. And so I invite you to share those stories, and that Facebook page or any of those websites is a way to get in touch with me. And let's see if you would like to be on the radio, either by the phone or come in the station if you're in the area. And so we begin each week, each show, with a little bit of music to uplift our spirits, to really begin to bring body, mind, and spirit into a greater harmony. And I'd also recommend that you let the body move if it really wants to. Because when the body's moving with music, it really begins to feel more strongly the spirit that's animating the body. So I'll be back, and I really hope you join me for today's exploration of how to live a healthier, happier, more centered life. And here's some music to get us moving on that divine journey. Enjoy.
Trust me. she loved me. It wasn't about not feeling loved. It was about I wanted her to be happy, and she wasn't, in my opinion, and I thought I knew how she should be in order to be happy. Well, boy, was that arrogant. But anyway, so I did this meditation, and I made this decision that I was going to stop doing that. Well, you know what? It wasn't easy. I had to change my thinking, and then I had to change my actions toward her, because I had been really busy most of my life. If I wasn't thinking it, I was certainly feeling it, and most of the time I was also telling her what I was thinking and feeling about what she should and shouldn't be doing. Well, shortly after I made that decision, we started to get along a little bit better because I wasn't pushing her all the time. But she had a very severe aneurysm, and she almost died. And so I wound up buying a piece of property where she could have a house on the same piece of property so that I could help take care of her, because I had been driving, you know, 45 minutes each way, two or three times a day to help take care of her, and that just wasn't feasible. So I got a piece of property, and she was able to move on the property with me. So we were seeing each other every day. And do you know what happened? When I stopped trying to make her be happier, she became happier. When I stopped trying to make her socialize and be less isolated and less lonely, she started doing that on her own. When I stopped assuming that I knew what was best for her, when I stopped trying to make her be who I wanted her to be, do you know what amazing thing happened? She started being the person I always wanted her to be. It was bizarre. It was like my mother became the mother I had always wanted her to be, at least towards me. I talked to a few other people about it, and from what I could gather from other people, she didn't really stop being her regular, arrogant, know-it-all, sort of isolated, angry self with other people. Although she did a little bit, she loosened up. But with me, she became much more gentle and much more caring and much more loving. And it was amazing. And it happened because I stopped attempting to control her. I noticed my own anger that was driving my behavior. I owned it. I noticed the pride that was behind my arrogance that thought I knew what she needed better than what she needed. And I made a decision to stop it. I made a decision to accept my mother exactly the way that she was. And what that meant with her was that when she would complain or kvetch about this, that, or the other, instead of trying to correct her or teach her, I would really listen and just be compassionate with her instead of attempting to teach her something. And it was amazing when I stopped trying to make every moment a teaching moment, and I really just accepted what she said, and I responded out of compassion and empathy instead of out of an attempt to make her be better. Guess what? She suddenly had the space and the freedom to be different. It was the most amazing example that I had ever had yet to date, that if I want an external situation to change, then what I have to do is go inside and discover what the problem is inside of me and change. Because external reality is primarily a reflection of internal reality. So if I am angry and prideful on the inside, then I am going to invite that sort of energy on the outside. And that's the kind of energy not only am I going to be attracting to me, but it's the kind of energy I'm looking for without even knowing it, because that's the kind of energy that's going on inside of me. It's a very true statement that birds of a feather flock together. Like attracts like. That is a function of how our universe is created. And so if I'm walking around with these unconscious resentments or these unconscious angers or pride, then you know what? I'm going to get that reflected back to me from the people that are in my life. And so I learned that lesson in a really, really big way with my mother, that the quickest way to change external reality is to go inside and find whatever the problem is inside of me and change it. And then the external is free to change. In this instance, it's really about my anger that I wasn't even aware I still had, and my pride, thinking that I knew better, that I knew what she needed. If she would only listen to me, then she would be happier. Well, you know, that is just arrogance. There's no real truth to that. Now, that's absurd if you think about it. But that's the downside of anger and of pride. We can really get stuck. You know, the phrase I think of is pride goeth before a fall. And I'm sure most of us have had that experience that, you know, we get really proud about something and then something happens and knocks the rug out from under us. And we recognize that, oops, that's what that means. And I know most of us have had a backlash from being angry. It's like there's nothing wrong with anger and pride. I don't want you to have that feeling. There's nothing wrong with any of our feelings. Every feeling is a lesson. It's a way to show us something so that we can look at it and accept it and heal it and then raise ourselves on up on that map of consciousness so that we can move on up to whatever the next higher level of being is. And so anger on that map of consciousness is at 150. Pride is at 175. Those are way higher and much better feeling energy fields than being stuck down in pride, in shame or despair or grief. But they're still below the level of truth. They're still don't have any power in them. They still require force, and they tend to promote force. So if it's power that you want in your life, then what you're always doing is finding ways to raise yourself up. And so I think that story is a really good example of how we can raise ourselves up out of anger and out of pride. And we do that through being willing to tell the truth. We do that through humility. We do that through admitting, as Byron Katie says, there's my business, your business, and God's business. So we can come up out of pride by noticing when we're in somebody else's business or in God's business instead of just my business. It wasn't my business what was going on with my mother. That was her business. My business was how I felt about it and how I responded to it. And so when I decided to be in a state of acceptance, in a state of love, in a state of compassion, when I decided to listen and be present with her instead of always trying to teach her something, wow, our relationship changed profoundly. And so that's our lesson on anger and pride and how it can really keep us stuck. And how we can come up out of it. It is that simple. And so on that note, I want to take a little bit of a break here. And I want to let you know about the underwriter for this show, which is Grailville, to whom I'm very, very grateful. Support comes from Grailville Retreat and Program Center. They're in Loveland, Ohio. They offer meeting space for up to 100 people, overnight accommodations for up to 75, and special event space for up to 225 people. They are conveniently located 35 minutes from downtown Cincinnati. Grailville is nestled on 300 scenic and pristine acres of nature trails, pastures, woods, and organic gardens. Tours of the facilities and grounds can be scheduled by visiting grailville.org or by calling them at 513-683-2340. Their website, again, is just their name, grailville.org. Thank you, Grailville. It is a beautiful place, and they have a lovely labyrinth there that I have really enjoyed walking that labyrinth. And I am very happy to be here on the radio, and so very, very grateful for all the listeners who tune in every week. We're here from 2 to 3 every Wednesday, and our show is always focused on personal and spiritual growth. That happens to be my passion, is discovering and sharing very practical ways to lead happier, more peaceful lives, to help us reclaim our vitality and live from our deepest truth. Personal and spiritual growth, to me, is really what life is all about. And that's what inspires me, that's what makes me feel connected and come alive. And so my intention always is to inspire you, to help you come alive. My intention every week is to give you practical, concrete ways to either move the blocks that have been preventing you from moving forward out of your way, or to inspire you so much that you just leap right over those blocks and don't even remember them. They're so far behind you. Because when we tap into that divine spark of life that lives in our hearts, not only do we feel good, we're healthier. We are healthier every time we do that. That is the nature of life itself. That is what makes the world go round, as they say. We can be stuck in anger for a long time. We can be stuck in pride for a long time. And you know, the truth about anger is it can either lead us to constructive or to destructive action. And in the story I was telling about my mom, for years and years and years, that unconscious anger led me to destructive action with my mother. I was always trying to tell her what she ought to be doing, and that invariably started an argument or a fight. But then there came a time when that anger led me to constructive action, because suddenly I got tired of it. It's like the anger itself annoyed me. And so I'm like, I am so tired of this. What can I do differently? And by asking that question, I was able to see what I could do differently. Most of the time, I mean, we all know people who are very angry and explosive, and they're not really any fun to be around. Anger makes us all uncomfortable because it can be a very scary energy. But in my experience of counseling and coaching for 25 or 30 years, I see a deadlier form of anger as unconscious resentment. And it's really those resentments that block us from doing what we really want to do and having the relationships that we really want to have. And that's usually how anger expresses itself, is in these underlying resentments. And the problem with resentments is that usually they will explode at some point. And so you see somebody acting out that resentment. And if we have chronic resentment especially, then those are people that you often look at and say, wow, they have a anger management problem. But you know, the truth is the ego is fed by those negative emotions, and it clings to that juice that it gets from anger. But what you'll find out if you do any sort of spiritual program at all is that there is no such thing as a justified resentment. There just isn't. You cannot grow. You cannot be happy and healthy if you hold on to a resentment. The key is to notice it and to let it go. And it requires inner honesty. It requires the willingness to surrender whatever is not in integrity with the truth of who you are, and actually replace it with self-confidence. And, you know, that's actually the key for pride, too. Pride is almost like a substitute for confidence. Because if you actually have confidence, then it can't be shaken, really, because you have it. Pride, on the other hand, is fragile, and it can be shaken. It can be shaken very easily. And so even though pride feels a whole lot better than those lower levels of emotion, and it's a great way to come up out of the lower level emotions by finding something that you can feel proud of. The downside, of course, is like in the story I was telling about my mom. The downside is arrogance. And the downside is denial. Because I thought this was my mom's problem all these years, that she and I fought all the time and didn't get along. And then, ha, lo and behold, I discovered it was my problem. It's because of what I was holding inside. So I was in denial, and I was projecting what was going on inside of me onto my mother. Now, did my mother suddenly become a different person when I changed my ideas about her? Of course she didn't. But she did become different with me. It was very amazing. The last 2 years of my mom's life, she was the mother that I always wanted. She was very sweet and nurturing and loving. She was still her hillbilly hellion self. She was still more of a loner and more arrogant and more angry than a lot of other people. But you know, the truth is, my mom was actually happy with herself. She was confident. It wasn't so much pride with her. She liked her own company. So the problem that my mom and I had was mostly my problem. And when I was willing to see that and know that and admit that, then guess what? It really, really changed. And the reason I was able to do that is because I was willing to tell the truth about what was going on inside of me. And I suddenly knew that everything exists by virtue of God, by life. It's like all exists by virtue of divine ordinance, by the virtue of the source of creation. Everyone is a child of God. That included my mother as well as me. And so to come to that place of being different and seeing her differently and being willing to accept her as she was instead of thinking it was my job to change her, I could only do that through humility. I couldn't do that through pride. And that, of course, is the solution to pride, is humility. To realize that pride is a limitation instead of just staying stuck in it, and that's a huge leap forward. Humility, you know, I want to say one thing about that before we close out for today's show. Humility is not just an attitude, but it's also a reality based on the facts. If we actually get honest with ourselves, we realize that we are limited just by the fact that we are human. We don't really know who or what we are, or where we come from, or what our destiny is, or what God has in plan for us. We don't even know what's around the corner. We don't know what's going to happen with the next breath. If we really just can admit that, free of fear, just with humility, it really gives us, I think, the willingness to then have faith that the next breath is going to be there, that there is a God and it's a good God, and there is justice in the universe, and the universe is going to flow in the most divine order. And so that faith, along with willingness and intention to be the best that we can be, that can change everything. And so that was the story I wanted to leave you with today, is that's how pride and anger can really hurt you. And that's how you can come up out of both of them, is being willing to surrender whatever the opinion, the judgment is, to be willing to see in yourself what you've been projecting onto someone else, and to be willing to accept yourself just as you are, and then accept another just as they are, and to really listen with empathy and compassion instead of judgment. And I think you'll find that it changes a lot of your relationships, especially those that matter the most to you. So on that note, we're going to close out. Our theme song, as usual, is God Is by Faith Rivera, telling us what really matters in terms of where you're going to find God in your life, where you're going to find the source of life itself. See you back here next week. Enjoy. Where I am.
Where is he?